Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Eric Zane Show podcast, act number two on Mondays. We do it on the live stream. We're going to have to break it up because I have the big video stack meeting. Holy moly. All right, so that's behind us now. When I was doing the radio show this morning on Q100, I did reference the murder of Kirk. I don't go so far on there as to say I didn't agree with anything he said, because why? You know, now here it's a little different. I'm always more frank on the podcast than I am on the radio show, for various reasons, too many to get into here right now. But, you know, there's very little that I would ever pay attention to with Charlie Kirk and say, yeah, hey, I agree with that, you know. But this lady calls me up, and she's crying. And I'm like, oh, boy. What's wrong with you, my dear? Her name was Linda. And that was it. She was crying because of that saga. And I'm like, okay. Now, you're at a crossroads here, EZ. You can do one of two things. You can go full-on Eric Zane and be an asshole, or you can do the right thing and turn on the Eric Zaitunian superpower. And that's what I did. What is the matter, Linda? I said, and she's an older lady, and you know, typically north of the hard living line, the people that are going to be those are full on conservatives. So, you know, this is as bad as when, like, in the black community, people that were mourning when Martin Luther King Jr. was shot. This is their moment. This is their MLK Jr. So, you know, I kind of like tried to make her feel better as best as I could. And she wanted to hear a song. And I played it. I played the song. So there was a lot of that from the hard living line, north of the hard living line today on the show. And then there was a couple more that came in after that. And it was almost like a window of time. And the 8 o'clock hour was a lot of somber songs that I played. So I felt, you know, good about that. People are upset. And then I get a text from JC, who, I got to get exactly what he said. This is the number two in charge. His wife runs the radio station, Cheryl. Salt of the earth, so sweet. JC, jackass. He wrote at 8:42 a.m. Jesus, did we change formats? What is this, light 100? I'm like, this is the same guy who schedules Jungle Boogie by Kool and the Gang on a rock station. I shit you not, hand to God. Fucking Danny and the Juniors and the Beach Boys show up after, like, Iron Maiden. I'm like, don't even go there. So I wrote this, shut up. And that was in one text. I wrote, shut up. And then I wrote another text, seriously. I was so pissed off, so annoyed with this guy. Here I am, doing my goddamn job. Audience wants to hear it. They're not my songs. They're their songs. This is what the radio station was fucking built on, you cock. He sent me back this emoji. Yeah, it's too bright. Let me dim it a little so you can see it. I don't know why it's all blurry. Oh, that's why. because it was blurry. That's how it went. And we had the staff meeting. Not a word was said. All right. Welcome back to all of you. I want to get into a couple of things, and then I'm going to probably go back to some of the other idiots who got fired during the weekend over the Kirk assassination. Stupid, stupid people. My God, how dumb do you have to be? First off, this. At the races, there were three, count them, three 14-year-olds racing with big dudes. One guy, one 14-year-old. Hang on, I got to sneeze. It's right there. Okay, I got it. The one kid. I mean, these kids cannot, they're not even old enough to drive a car on the road. And one 14-year-old, he won the super modifieds. Is that what they're called? Super modifieds, super late models? I don't know. He won the race, a 14-year-old kid. The other 14-year-old kid, he was the rookie of the year driver. And I was talking with Jeff Striegel over at Berlin Raceway. I go, so this is before I even knew that they were racing. I go, do any of these drivers get a sniff at the NASCAR? He goes, very, very rarely. But we do have a couple of 14-year-olds who have a future in, like, NASCAR. Like, the highest level of it. I don't even know what the sponsor is of it these days. But, and so these 14-year-olds were racing. These kids don't even, they barely have pubes, if at all. The one kid who won the one race, as they're wheeling him up to Victory Lane because the car has to go to inspection, and they, like, weigh the car, check the tires, make sure everything's legit. Then they roll him up to Victory Lane, and he was barely, I'm not kidding you, barely visible over the dash, and he won. He won the fucking race against, like, grown men. I don't know how that is, but these guys are talented. I think their parents are loaded with dough to get them to buy the race, to be able to buy the race car for them. But that was so cool. Let us update our fat-a-thon. And ladies and gentlemen, everybody dropped weight. Everybody dropped weight. I went from 178.8 down to a lean and mean 178. That's a 0.8 drop. That means I've lost 7.5 pounds. That's not a lot in 20 weeks, but this is going awesomely. Jeremy, who, you know, I mean, what else can be said about Jeremy? He's knocking on the door of his goal weight of 200 pounds. I think he should go lighter than that, frankly. I think he should, because... And I saw him this weekend. He doesn't look fucked up at all. And that's really good, because sometimes when you're disgusting and then you lose the weight, you look like fuck. See Al Roker. Like Al Roker, he's better off fat. Jeremy does not look like shit. And I'm like, oh, this is so awesome that you don't look like fuck. If you drop down to, let's say, 180... because you're little, too. And then you start pumping iron, you can get to be about 195 of grizzled steel. Oh, my God. And then Rebecca, your better half, who I saw this weekend at the races, she's not going to know what to do with herself. She's going to be quite creamy, to say the least. There's no doubt in my mind about that. She's going to use you and abuse you more than she already does. Jeremy went from 208.6 and he dropped down to 206.7, nearly another 2-pound drop. And he wrote, this is despite, eating like a dick at the races because he, you know, like I said, Jeremy and Rebecca joined me at the races. That was the first time they've ever done that. They had the time of their lives. That 1.9 pounds means that Jeremy is now at 128.9 pounds lost. My God. In 53 weeks. Rebecca says he could probably actually win a strength contest against you. He's strong. But, you know, when you lose that weight, you got to go ahead and make sure that you're able to replenish the mass lost with lean muscle. So keep doing what you're doing, and then you'll be totally jacked and ready to go. Don't listen to me too much if it means you're interfering with what you're already doing. You've got this. Talk about having a handle on it. What an unbelievable ride you have been on. It is truly fantastic. In fact, Jeremy writes, hell yeah, even after eating like a jerk before and at Berlin, I'm still coming in almost minus 2 pounds. I am a machine. I had an absolute blast at Berlin. I'm definitely going to have to go again next year. It's always a fun time to embrace your inner hill jack, for sure. Then there is Jeremy's better half, Rebecca. She dropped, she was at 281. She dropped 1.2 pounds to 279.8. That puts her at minus 14.9 for the 28 weeks. She writes, good morning, EZ. It was good to see you at Berlin Saturday. It was a sort of a last-minute decision to go to the race. Was not expecting to see you there. To all the listeners, really consider getting to a race at Berlin next year. It was so much fun. I had a much better week with food choices this past week. Wasn't doing any of the stupid snacking last week. And then she talks about her numbers. It's on me to keep making smart food decisions and keeping the tempting snack type food out of my house. I appreciate you helping, keeping me accountable. Jeremy is a big help / inspiration as well. Have a great week, everyone. Yours, Becky. Outstanding work. But I'm saving the best for last. She hasn't been down this much in a long time, as she is trying to shed the stigma of being show wildebeest. Amanda drops a impressive 3 pounds, as she is now on the verge of being less than 295. She was at 298.2, and she drops to 295.2. That's some great work. The star on the blubber goes to Amanda. She is down 5.7 pounds after 12 weeks. Now, do not go backwards. Next week, I want to see anything. I don't care if it's 0.1. Go minus. Don't go plus. Excellent work. Email comes in. Totally different topic. Easy. I live in New Jersey. I'm going to keep this anonymous. I have no knowledge or use for guns. What is the etiquette when invited to someone's vacation house? Like, you normally carry a loaded gun, and let's say you're invited to a beautiful beach house in a safe neighborhood. Do you leave your piece in the car? Do you ask permission to have it on the property? Or do you just wear it and openly without any discussion? I wrote, I have taken my pistol into someone's home, but mine is concealed. So basically, no one knows. And they won't know that I'm carrying it, so I don't bother saying anything. People who open carry their pistol are generally morons. who like to show the world that they have a gun. If a person does openly carry, it probably would be better etiquette for them to leave the pistol inside the car. If they bring it in the house, they should ask permission from a purely respect standpoint. It's disrespectful to openly carry a pistol into someone's home, in my opinion. Just my two cents. Cole says, if you're doing it right, no one will know you have it. Precisely. Rebecca says, let's go, Amanda. Maureen says, way to go, Amanda. Man Bun Chris says, surprise, she didn't spoil it for us. Alan says, is she still banned? No. Cole is here in Colorado Springs. Now, that's not Coleman Lutz. This is Cole in Colorado Springs. He says, I have people in my life who hate guns and don't know that 100% of the time that we've ever talked, I have a gun on my hip. Badger says, or lock them all away and lose the key like a dumbass, LOL. Yes, that's true. I called the locksmith and he had to hysterically stop laughing before he agreed to come to my house to crack the safe. He knows me, though, and I'm going to try to get him to advertise. But so he shows up and he's like, I can't believe that you did this. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. He's having a good laugh about it. So he walks into the safe room and he does this thing and he goes, can I just go in it? I go, you can absolutely go in it. And he just went in and walked around and it's real silent in there. It's like when you go into that room, it's set up so that it's not really a room. It's almost like a walk-in closet. It's set up so that almost like the way it's set up, it's like your head's in a styrofoam cube, and it's really quiet in there. And he goes, it's eerily quiet. I go, it's fucking awesome is what it is. Thank you. You can leave now. You see, I wouldn't have to do this if they didn't change the law in Michigan. The new law is if there's a young person in your house, you got to lock all that shit up. And I was like, fuck me. Come on now. But I do it because I am a law-abiding citizen. All right. I have yet to talk about any of these amazing sponsors. Thank you, as always, to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. You can find them at ervines.com. That's ervines.com. The number of 5-star reviews is incredible. You can take advantage of their great services by calling 616-532-6600 in the middle of Grand Rapids. If you have a car, if you have a hybrid, an EV, they work on all of these and everything in between. ervines.com. They have free loaner cars. Ask them about that when you call. Thank you to Catholic Charities West Michigan. I've teamed up with them to inform you that they are in need of foster families. So let's say the kids have moved out. You have no kids there, or you've never had kids. But you're like, you know, I want to be the go-between for young people in my community. I want to help out. You can be a foster family by reaching out to my friends at Catholic Charities West Michigan. Bernadette Joyce is the one who's in charge of all these things, and she can help you every step of the way. She is your personal guide to becoming a foster family. Email Bernadette at bjoyce, that's B-J-O-Y-C-E, at ccwestmi.org, or call Bernadette at 616-915-4695. She's the sweetest peaches. Tell her that I sent you, and she will direct you with everything that you need to get more information. I realize that not everybody is up for this, but if you even have an inkling, do reach out to her, because at that point, you're all in just a fact-finding mode. You're not committed to anything. You don't have to do it. But do that. Reach out to Bernadette at 616-915-4695. You know, I think it'd be a great foster mom. Maureen. Maureen and Tare would be great. That's a great foster family. They're already doing it for the pooches. But can you imagine if Maureen, who, you know, she's retired, she's loaded, and she's got a foster dog already. We could introduce the foster child to the radio show or the podcast and have so much fun together. Okay? We could use the foster child as kind of like an extension of the show. You remember how we used to do like Joe stunts? Well, we could have like easy foster child stunts. Now, I don't know if the folks at the charity would be interested in this, but I'm just spitballing here. None of this might actually, in fact, none of this will come to fruition, but I'm really intrigued by the idea of making foster children go out and do stunts for the show. Like go to the football game and harass Free Beer. You know, especially if you've got like an older foster kid who might be somewhat intimidating to the Burn King. Cole in Colorado Springs checks in with, "Easy, I just finished listening to the new Who Are These podcast. Good showing by you on there once again. Over the years, have you ever had an interaction with that steel toe douche? His show is so annoying and just constantly begging for money. Besides clowning him, who the hell listens to that?" I'm glad you bring that up. Friday, I was in Detroit doing Who Are These podcasts. That's one that you had to see. That was a good one to watch. Everything was video related. So if you do get a chance, watch it. All my clips were video, and you kind of like needed to see my clips. No, but that was a good time. Hanging out with Dave Landau, who's very, very funny. And my history of steel toe, in case you don't know, goes way back, well before Carl. When I was on the radio, we were on in St. Cloud, Minnesota at the time. And we started to hear rumblings that there was some radio guy who was talking shit about us on the air. And so we checked him out, and we didn't give him another thought because it didn't really seem like that great of a show, so we weren't really concerned or anything like that. You know, we just want to see like who we're up against. And it was this guy who called himself the Steel Toe Morning Show, and Aaron Imholt is his name. I didn't think anything of it. Well, years passed. He gets fired. He got fired in the weirdest way. He got fired because someone in the St. Cloud market got a job in another town and left the market. And he proceeded to vilify this person through social media posts. And they were so aggressive and over the top, which, hell, I did that too. So, I mean, I'm definitely in a glass house here. They were so over the top that his radio company fired him. So that's it, you know. Well, he starts a podcast, and on his show, which I did become aware of, he would, let's say he does a two-hour show, he would raise money, not through sponsors, but he would be like asking the audience to give him money like during the show, like, "Hey, send me donations," and he'd put like his Venmo up there. And so every show, he has like a goal. it's almost like an old school telethon on the radio, you know? So the content is kind of him asking for the money while talking about whatever's on his mind. And it's clumsy at best. It was never very good at all. But I didn't say anything about it. I just knew it was there. Well, come to find out, Carl from Who Are These Podcasts, I see Carl talking about him one day, and Carl was like pals with him. And so I didn't say shit because I'm friends with Carl. I don't want to piss him off. And if he wants to be friends with somebody, who am I to judge, you know? And in fact, I did a couple of shows with Carl and Aaron. We were all together doing a show. We were ripping on something. I don't remember what the fuck it was. But he seemed all right. I had no problem with him. And Carl's buddies with him. So, you know, I didn't want to piss anybody off. So I just kept my mouth shut. The next thing I know, Carl is not buddies with him. And I do not follow the ins and outs of how things happen. I'm always the last to know when it comes to shit in what's known as the Dabbleverse. So I'm clueless, and then I just find out that now he's not friends with him. And I asked him one time, I go, well, you were friends with him. How come you're not now? And he told me, and I went, oh, okay, great. But I don't even remember for the life of me what happened. Now all I know is that Carl rips him a new asshole. And I really like Carl. So if Carl thinks he's an asshole, well, then I guess I think he's an asshole. No, I don't have any problem with Steel Toe whatsoever. That's just bullshit. So, now, does his show stink? Yes, it does stink. It really, really stinks bad. But I would have said that before, and I'm still saying it now. Now, when he was part of Carl's, when they were friends, I'm not going to go out and say it. I'm not going to go out of my way to let him have it. But, no, it stinks. Man Bun Chris says, does the guy with the mask still jump on the shows? Cardiff? Yes, but he's way different now. He's not such a weirdo. And he's gotten over, you know? I mean, he had enough. He kept at it enough that nobody hates him anymore. They all love him in the Dabbleverse. Man Bun Chris says, he was odd. I didn't get his humor at all, and I'm full-blown ADHD. He has dropped the weirdness. Now he just talks like frankly. Okay. It was kind of a strange thing to be sure, but he was way in character. Now he's just a guy. Badger is here. He says, I like WATB. And then he says, WATP is long and boring. Yeah. All right. When I was backstage, actually, it was Newport time behind the Magic Bag on Friday. And I was hanging out and we're just doing our thing, chit-chatting. And some guy on a very large scooter rolls up. And I found out it's a scooter that can go like 135 miles an hour, but it definitely was a scooter. His name was Aaron. I know that because he kind of just blended in with us. And he's just standing there. He goes, hey, is the Who Are These Podcast show still going on in there? We said, yeah, man. And he goes, yeah, I usually swing by here at the Magic Bag later in whatever the show is. Could be a musical artist or could be a show like this. Because I work nearby here and they always just let me in because they've already closed the books on the night and there's usually only 15 minutes left in the show, so figured I'd come by. And we go, oh, well, that's cool. Yeah, man. He goes, yeah, I love WATP and all the shows that they do. And so right now, I'm just having a nice conversation with the guy. Seemed like a nice dude. And there was a few of us that were out there. And then he asked who everybody was. And I go, oh, well, this is, and I forget who we were with. It might have been Vinny Paulino. Well, this is Vinny. He goes, oh, my God, Vinny, holy shit. He's one of the stars of the Who Are These Podcast universe. And then I introduce myself, and he goes, wait, I listen to you. And I go, oh, fuck yes, that's awesome. So no, I think he means on the Who Are These Broadcasters show, which is a once a week show on Tuesdays. And I go, oh, thanks. Yeah, Christian does most of the heavy lifting. He goes, well, that, but I mean, I listen to your podcast. I go, you do? And he goes, yeah, look. And he like, you know, like you can do the last most listened on your, and it showed up there and this fucker listened to me. I'm like, well, that's fantastic. So I was like, that is so great. You made my night, buddy. You know? Badger says, way too much stuttering, John, and also says, Blind Mike has a good podcast. That dude is on fucking fire, Blind Mike. Everybody loves Blind Mike. Cole in Colorado Springs says, yeah, I used to think that. Now I can't get enough of the stuttering John beatdowns. He's so stupid. He's like a real-life Homer Simpson. He truly is. He's a fucking moron. I don't have any problem with him personally, but I was talking with Carl's brother Grant at length about the shit that went down with Kevin Brennan. Kevin Brennan is, holy shit, what a psychopath. Son of a bitch, this guy is crazy. Good time had by all for Who Are These Podcasts live in Detroit. I think that was year four, because I roasted Mike and John Got It Going On real on year one. I roasted the Ozzy Osbourne podcast on year two. And last year, I roasted Who Are These Free Beers. I'm sorry. I roasted the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. And this year, I roasted Dave and Chuck the Freak. Man Bun Chris says, did Ben end up going? Would be cool if he got involved in that somehow. Yeah, it sure would. He's got to reach out. He's got to get involved somehow. No, Ben did not go. I was solo. And I did my panel with the multi-talented Lucy Tightbox, which is her stage name. Her real name is Kaylee. And she's absolutely one of the sweetest people, cute as a button, fantastic. I don't know why you would say cute as a button, but she is. She smells lovely. She dresses impeccably. Got the style like you wouldn't believe. And just an absolute doll. And we have like a stage-only thing going where she's like super flirty and hilarious. And then I'm like all sheepish, which I really am. Like if any woman gets flirty with me, I'm like, oh my God. Holy shit. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm like a little boy. Hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature, makers of ultra-premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30% in a minute. But let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the Snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. And, of course, it ends there on the stage. I wouldn't even dream of being anything more than just flirty for show. And I'm not. She is. The only time I say flirty things is when I'm actually not in the presence of her. That's the only time I can get the nerve to say anything flirty. I think Pooh Bear would be supportive of the flirty. Man Bun Chris says, is that the one you blocked? I don't know. What tell me what I did. I don't recall. On Twitter or something, I can't remember, nor can I. I don't recall having to block anyone. I probably did. That does happen from time to time. But no, not her. If I did, I was just joking. You guys had a show and you thought she was a porn star or something. Oh, yeah. That's not her, though. Badger says the more on edge you are on WATB, the better. Like, occasionally she'll join us on there and I'm like, oh, my God. She's ridiculous. In a good way. I find that with all of the audience members that are ladies, and it doesn't matter. As long as you are a lady and you get flirty with me, I'm embarrassed. If you're the type of woman who likes to make a guy go, uh-oh, and like get all sheepish, say something flirty to me and you will see that like in real life. That's full-on Eric Zaytunian. And I'm not encouraging you to do that, but if you ever do, that's happening. I don't know what to do with myself. Now, it's completely harmless because remember, my penis is nearly useless. Man Bun Chris says, you guys have your content for this week for who are these broadcasters? Idiots putting their feet in their mouths over the Charlie Kirk death. Glad you brought that up. I want to get back to that. Let's see. There's a couple more that I wanted. I wanted to get to Office Depot. God. So some folks in the community of Portage, Michigan. Oh, hold on a second. I tease this. I want to talk about this. Someone close to me is an evangelical. And the evangelical church community is, you know, there's a lot going on with the death of Kirk. And my only question is, I mean, there was a lot of crazy shit that went down. There was the stabbing of the Ukrainian chick on the train and wherever that was. There was a school shooting. And there was the 9/11, the 24th year that people pay tribute to 9/11 victims. And what I'm curious about is in the church world, which I am not part of organized religion, if just those three things manifested, a school shooting where no one was killed, except for the crazy gunman, the attack on the train where the Ukrainian chick was attacked by crazy homeless guy, and 9/11 memorial, would they have devoted sermons to the congregations based on those three events? I'm going to go out on a limb and say no. They would not have. However, You add in the church, the Kirk assassination, and they do. But I am of the theory that the one that I watched, the pastor was like, it's a terrible week because of, and then name those other events, and then name the Kirk event, and then base the sermon on the Kirk assassination. I think that they only I think they only wanted to talk about the Kirk assassination. Like, if those other three things had not happened, they still would talk about the Kirk assassination, which is fine. I don't give a shit. But if the Kirk assassination doesn't take place, those other three things, in my opinion, would not have been referenced. In fact, I know this to be true because the one I was watching had a pre-written, already, sermon about whatever it is he wanted to talk about. Completely not related to anything that he ended up saying, well, I scrapped the sermon for this week because I wanted to talk about all the violence in the world and our response as a community, and then named all those events. Do you see what I'm getting at here? Does this make sense to you? Like, I think that when they would bring up the Kirk assassination and then those other things, I think that they only brought up those other things because it would look bad if they didn't bring up those other things in conjunction with the Kirk assassination. And it's like, well, you know, I mean, I get it. I see what you're trying to do there, but don't try to split hairs. Just talk about what you really want to talk about, and that is the Kirk assassination. Don't try to have it both ways. It's almost insulting to me that you would only talk about these three other incidents that happened because you also are going to talk about the Kirk assassination. I don't want you to take that the wrong way. I just think that all those other things would not have been discussed on their own if the Kirk assassination had not happened. I mean, let's be honest here. Kirk was an evangelical. Any evangelical church believes what Kirk believes. So that's your guy. You talk about him. You should talk about him. And just have it that way. Don't try to, you know, finesse your way into it. That goes against everything that Kirk ever stood for. He was not a finesse guy. He said whatever the fuck was on his mind. You should too. That's your guy. Lean into it. It's not a big deal that you support Charlie Kirk. Shouldn't be. Anyway. All right. Let's get into the Office Depot shit. So these fucking idiots are working inside of the Office Depot, and these people are upset because Charlie Kirk is dead, and everybody's going to get together and they're going to light the candles and they're going to say, sing Kumbaya and have a vigil for the death of Charlie Kirk. And they want their flyers printed out. And it's Charlie Kirk holding his hand up or something like that. And it says, RIP Charlie Kirk, and the year he was born and the year he died. And then that's it, you know? And so they walked in. And this bitch goes, yeah, we don't do that. We don't print this. And they're like, why? How come? What's going on? Well, this is propaganda. And they're like, how's it propaganda? Well, it is. I just told you it is. And so this heartless, stupid fucking bitch says no. And the people that they walk out and then they come back. Now they're prepared. Now they've got camera crews. They've got boom mics. They've got they got all sorts of lighting, and it's being streamed out to the world. They've got a tech truck outside with a TriCaster. And they get the footage that they want, as they should. As they should. It's not propaganda, okay? It's a gathering of like-minded souls, none of which that I agree with, but who gives a fuck about that, who want to honor their guy. And they walk in, and This is how that moment went, and this is the end of the career of this ugly bitch who looks like the waitress on the TV show What's Happening.
So we came in for an order earlier for the friend.
By the way, these two, this poor guy here, I don't know if it's a guy, who knows, who's got the weirdo haircut. He's getting roasted too. The people on the right are like, this is who's against us. This guy's probably trans. Fuck him up. And he's like, what the fuck? I didn't do anything.
Poster for a vigil tonight?
Yes.
For somebody that passed? It's not
propaganda. It's propaganda. I'm sorry. We don't put that here.
All right. So, what's your name?
I'm Carol. I'm print supervisor.
Okay. The other guy is the print supervisor.
Yes.
So, unfortunately.
So, they say they don't print. Political propaganda. So this is somebody that passed away a couple years
ago. That's political propaganda.
A couple days ago.
Fortunately, I'm sorry.
So this is for a prayer tonight, for a prayer vigil?
Mm-hmm. It's still propaganda.
Oh, no.
Fortunately,
what makes it propaganda?
Because he's a political figure, and I don't have to...
Press.
Yeah.
Our general manager is going to be in on Monday. If you want to speak further on the subject,
if you would like to,
you're welcome to return.
All right, there's the poster. Completely harmless. Office Depot responded to the incident, released in a statement condoning the staff's actions. So this went from the top. And this was quick that this happened. They apologized. And this is smart, you know, if you're Office Depot. They also said, upon learning of the incident, we immediately reached out to the customers to address their concerns and seek to fulfill their order to their satisfaction. We also launched an immediate internal review, and as a result, the associate involved is no longer with the organization. You see, you got to go bigger than that. You got to go bigger than that. You got to say, fuck this bitch. You know, you really got to get aggressive. And... you can actually make lemonade here. Like if I'm John Office Depot and I run Office Depot, I'm going to go ahead and really go hard. All right. And I'm going to say, yeah, that bitch is fired. Fuck her. And Office Max for the next year is going to be known as in honor of Charlie Kirk Max. That's what we are going to. That's what you need to do. Everybody knows that if you don't lean into this, these folks, 51% of Americans, are going to fuck you up. So you gotta look at the big picture here. Office Max is now in honor in memory of Charlie Kirk Max. And if you come into the store and say you love Charlie Kirk, you will get 99% off of your order. Patrick is here, says, can anyone else not hear Zane? David says, I hear him fine. Thank you. That scared me there. Yeah, you can't, you know, I mean, it's one thing to fire this bitch, but you really gotta work to distance yourself from that crazy bitch who fucked up. In fact, you need to fire all three of the people that were there that witnessed it because they didn't like stomp and bitch and protest and push back against that crazy bitch who said it was propaganda. Say, just for good measure, we're firing all these people because you can have your life upended if you don't do the right thing. We are committed to reinforcing training with all team members to ensure our standards of respect, integrity, and customer service. What that means is if anybody comes in and they want to do anything Charlie Kirk related, you fulfill that order and you do not charge those people anymore. Say, we're going to do the right thing from now on. Anybody who says they love Charlie Kirk is going to get free printing services going forward.
Introducing Weight Watchers for Menopause.
That's how you do it. David says that all three of those people were guilty for doing nothing. Now, do I personally think that those people should be fired? No, but if I'm John Officemax, you better believe it. You're going to fire them. You're going to make a spectacle about it. You know, probably a good idea to go to where that bitch lives and fire her on a live stream and like pull her hair or something like that or do anything. And then the world will know that you mean business. Because in this day and age, if you fucking poke that that hornet's nest, that is trouble. You do not want to be in that boat. All right? You got dead guy who made comments that, you know, and a lot of people would say, including me, depending on what I hear, were horrible comments. But he does not deserve to die. Not only does he not deserve to die, he does not deserve to have horrible statements made about him in any light. Don't agree with him 100 out of 100 times. Is it fair to destroy him over that? No. This woman, who is a student at Texas Tech, is in trouble. And I'm pretty sure that what she's doing is free speech. As the mourners are getting ready to sing Kumbaya in Lubbock, Texas, this chick walks up to them and starts chanting, fuck y'all, homie dead. Fuck y'all, homie dead. Okay, now, you're probably thinking, well, she's not doing anything wrong. She's exercising her right to free speech. Well, this is Texas. And she's fat and black. So she's lucky that all she got was arrested, because I thought she was going to die. If you're Cameron Giselle Booker, the 18-year-old woman who is standing around and screaming, fuck y'all, homie dead, to a bunch of pissed off Republican white people, I mean, that is a ballsy, ballsy maneuver and stupid. Okay? In fact, because David says she's lucky she wasn't shot, 100%. If somebody, in fact, turned around and shot her, Governor Abbott is going to wheel up and pardon that guy or girl immediately. I'm surprised he didn't announce free pardons for any Texans who shoot people who yell, fuck y'all, homie dead. All right, let's see the end of this dumb bitch's life.
Homie dead.
Look at that.
Homie, your homie dead.
Look at that.
Homie dead. He got shot in the head. Your homie dead.
Yeah, homie dead.
Okay, now here's dude who's cringing, who's the Charlie Kirk supporter, and you know, he's got MAGA hat on and he doesn't know what to do with himself.
Evil is real, people, and it kind of looks like that.
There she is. All right, now I'm curious as to how they went about arresting her, though. Okay, I'm going to turn the volume down. It's one of these annoying New York Post stories that just 18-year-old Cameron Giselle Booker yelling insults and harassing mourners during the memorial on the Texas Tech campus. All right, we already covered that. Guy calls her evil. She was later handcuffed and charged with battery, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, released on a $200 bond the following day. Footage of the incident is being circulated online and has been reposted by the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott. This guy's, you don't want to fuck around with this guy. He says, definitely picked the wrong school to taunt the death of Charlie Kirk. Thanks, Texas Tech. So, I mean, my God, I'm surprised he isn't involved in, like, outing her and, like, instructing Texans what to do with her. I mean, Texas is, like, a different world. Followed by a photo of her arrest blasting Booker. University leaders also condemned the behavior, suggesting she may face expulsion from Texas Tech. Now, for me, I guess it just depends on who you're pissing off. For me, this is an outward expression of her free speech. I support her outward expression of her free speech, and I think anybody should and would. However, this is a different animal. And it's just a stupid maneuver on your part. The chairman of the school said, "This is terrible. We at Texas Tech are proud of our values and are not afraid to stand up for them. Strive for honor evermore. Long live the Matadors." Okay. So I guess that's the school name. I'm surprised he didn't write, "Let's kick this bitch's ass." And then everybody would have loved this guy. I would have done that. I would have leaned into it and said, "Let's find this bitch." I will say that I haven't really seen any Kirk supporters or MAGA supporters lashing out. And I think what that does is it kind of, again, puts MAGA in a better spot today than they were yesterday. Like, if you're part of the MAGA brigade and another day goes by and you have not lashed out with violence, hurting any of these crazy fucking assholes, all that does is emboldens the voter who might be on the fence, all right? And it takes the voter that's already in the trenches with you and makes them even more in the trenches with you. As much as it's something you don't want to really make this a political football, it's undeniable. Right now, conservatives and Republicans are winning. And the asshole who murdered Charlie Kirk have done nothing but solidified more growth within evangelicals and religious conservatives. Not every conservative is religious, but they hold a large foothold of this country. And it's tough to think that anything but support will be unwavering as the days and the months and the years pass on because of the murder of Kirk. Some have suggested that Kirk is a martyr, and that is 100% correct, particularly in the minds and the eyes and the hearts of evangelicals and those on the right. Because he was murdered because of his religious beliefs. I can guarantee you that. I don't know that for sure. You know, we had Ben Shapiro saying that the guy was on the left. And Bill Maher was like, "Well, we don't know that. And you can't say it unless we don't know it." And he's right. And I just love Ben Shapiro actually scrambling because I think he's kind of a cock. But the guy who shot Kirk probably was on the left. Case in point. Miranda Devine of the New York Post wrote, "There's no denying the trans links to the suspect in Charlie Kirk's assassination." Interesting article with a lot of interesting facts in it. She writes, "It wasn't until the Utah governor, Spencer Cox, spelled out the transgender links to the suspect in Charlie Kirk's assassination that the New York Times and the rest of the hate media," she puts it, "and their social media offshoots finally gave up the absurd nudge-nudge, wink-wink pretense that the killer was its favorite type of villain, a MAGA gun nut." Now, if you're going to be extending yourself in an article and saying that the killer, Tyler Robinson, is a hardcore leftist, Antifa devotee, and Kirk hater who was living with his transgender partner, yeah, you're going to be ready to give that up. But that does appear to be what is happening right now. Now, the article is, again, the New York Post, so it's a very conservative-leaning article. So, refers to the transgender person as a he. I have no idea what the dynamic is, nor do I care. But that does appear to be what's happening. Do we know why, in fact, Charlie Kirk was murdered by this guy? No, but this guy was with a transgender person. Does this mean that people that are dating transgender people are crazy? No. Does this mean that anyone who's transgender is crazy? No. Does this add fuel to the right's fire about transphobia? Yes. Yes, it does. And that's a shame. That is a shame. I heard Joe Rogan, because after I was talking to Dave Landau at the, yeah, that's a name drop, at Who Are These Podcasts, he was on Rogan a few weeks ago. And Joe Rogan made another comment that is ridiculous. He said the last 7 mass shootings have been by transgender people, and that is categorically false. And, you know, I don't have... He does that so much, I think he's intentionally doing it. I think he's just doing it to troll people. Either that or he's stupid. That is not true. And as far as mass shootings go, I don't give a shit who's doing the shooting. But the majority of them are white dudes. So shut the fuck up. Now, if we turn around and today there's a transgender person shooting people, and then the next day, and then that becomes the norm, well, then, yeah, all right, I got you. We got something going on here. Then you can say that. But until then, shut the fuck up, you asshole. Holy shit. Stevie says, speaking of martyr, is tomorrow the Big Fraud Book Club meeting? Well, no, because I have not yet finished the book. Now, I could say I haven't had time. That's true, I haven't. I haven't had any time, nor have I had any motivation. And I'm going to need to bolster that because I made all of you poor people read that pile of shit. God damn it. I promise you I will. I'm working on it. Today might be a great day to read. It depends on if I get my chores done. Hopefully I will. Alan again says, rest in peace to Big Fraud Book Club. I do not support that comment in any way. All right, shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the asshole of the day coming up in mere moments. Be thinking of someone you can nominate to be the asshole of the day. If you are in between jobs, perhaps your boss does not offer insurance, or you're self-employed, you need to get your insurance in the marketplace. Frank Fuss can help you do that from no matter where you are in the U.S. His services are free. I want you to go to buyinsurancehere.com for more information. When you go to buyinsurancehere.com, I take it back. You just fill out the form, and then Frank's going to call you. You can set up your appointment with Frank today, and he'll help you every step of the way. buyinsurancehere.com. If you get in the weeds or struggle with that, reach out to me on my email, the Shoreliner Striping Inbox, and I'll help you myself. eric@ericzaneshow.com. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop. Andy and Colleen do a great job. They have 3 locations in West Michigan, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and in Wyoming at 821 36th Street. Find them online at kingsroom.net. $21 is what your haircut's going to cost. If you're a guy, you get your haircut at King's Room Barbershop in West Michigan. Or if you're a chick who likes short hair. Kuiper Tree Care, speaking of cutting, will cut down your unwanted trees or pick up your storm damage or grind your stump. They're stump grinders. 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. Black Belt Nick says, asshole of the day, every person trying to benefit from the killing of Charlie Kirk. Well, I don't know if anybody's trying to benefit. And I think there are, you're suggesting people who are being assholes about his murder? Yeah, I don't know about that. I think I know what you're trying to say. I think that would be people being assholes about Charlie Kirk's murder. You know what? Let's make it one particular person, and it will represent all of those. And by the way, all these people that have talked shit about Charlie Kirk, they're making it hard for the rest of us, like me, who don't agree with anything Charlie Kirk has ever said. All you're doing is guaranteeing 8 more years of J.D. Vance. Asshole of the day is Office Depot bitch. Fuck that whore. Rebecca suggests that with Nick writing, every person trying to benefit from the killing of Charlie Kirk, that would be Office Depot bitch, I'm guessing she means, is virtue signaling. And Rebecca suggests that the asshole of the day is Charlie Kirk. Oh, boy. Nick says, I think you would agree, EZ, with Charlie Kirk's gun stance, but probably not much else. Yeah, I don't know, maybe his stance, but definitely not the way he said it. You know? I don't think we agree, because I support gun laws in my state. I mean, I would love to be able to carry a gun everywhere, but there are gun-free zones. And if I was told I can't carry a gun, I would support the law of the land, because I am a law-abiding citizen. I am not pry it from my cold, dead fingers. I'm not that guy. That's not me. Thank you for your time today and checking out my show. Join me on Patreon. Till then, have a great rest of your day and goodbye.